So we'll begin with chanting the four different presentations that we've looked at so far. So we did 27, right? People help me now if I'm wrong. 32 and 33. Oh, I think we did 31 as well, no? Yeah. Then we did... Did we do 34? We did 34 too, no? 34, 37, 38, 39, and then 40 and 41. And that's it, right? Until there. Okay. Sure. Correct me if I'm wrong, anybody. 27, 31, 32, 33, 34, 37, 38, 39, 40, and 41. So we'll chant it once through slowly.
The perfect Buddha Kaya pervades all. Suchness cannot be differentiated. All sentient beings have the potential. Thus they always have the Buddha nature. Powerful, not changing into something else. A nature that is essentially moistening. These attributes correspond to the quality of a precious gem, space and water. Hostility towards the Dharma, the view of an existent self, fear of samsara suffering, and neglecting to benefit sentient beings are the four kinds of obscurations for those with great desire. The Tirthikas, Shravakas, and Pratyeka Buddhas, the cause that purifies these is the four qualities of the path, sincere aspiration, and so forth. Those whose seed is aspiration for the Supreme Vehicle, whose mother is Prajna, giving rise to the Buddha's qualities, whose abode is the blissful womb of meditative stability, and whose nanny is compassion, are the heirs born to follow the powerful one. The Dharmakaya is purity, since it is pure by nature, and since the habitual patterns have been removed. It is the genuine self, since fabrications involving a self or no self have been completely stilled. It is happiness, since the aggregates of a mental nature and their causes have been completely turned around. It is permanence, since it realizes the equal nature of samsara and nirvana. Their prajna has cut through all self-cherishing without exception. out of a deep caring for sentient beings, those with loving kindness do not enter into peace. Relying on the skillful means of understanding and love to attain enlightenment, the noble ones will not remain in samsara or nirvana. If the Buddha element were not present, one would not become weary of suffering, nor long for nirvana, nor strive and aspire towards this goal. Seeing the suffering of samsara as a fault, and the happiness of nirvana as a positive quality, comes from the presence of the potential wife, because those without the potential do not see in this way.
As before, please give rise to the bodhicitta as it's taught within the Mahayana.
Gene talam dam namya chue nan namya nga ba nambar ya ba nga ba den pe ton do dik.
And today we will be looking at the fifth presentation, which has to do with endowment.
Dene den pe ton te la chue den ban de we den ba ni nyam den do den ba tang so so je par ke ba ni yo ba le so so je ke e ten ni chu re.
So there are three verses that deal with endowment. And the first one is the endowment in terms of cause and effect or result. And then these two are explained separately. So as before, we'll skip over the first verse and begin with the two separate explanations. So when we talk about endowment, we're talking about a basis that is endowed with various qualities or characteristics. So when we talk about endowment at the time of the basis, or at the time of the foundation, we're talking, or as a foundation, we're talking about causes. And when we talk about it as being endowed with the result, then we're talking about, at the time of the result, then one talks about being endowed with the effect, which refers then to the Buddha nature being revealed. When we talk about the true nature of mind of all sentient beings, it is the basis is seen to be the Buddha nature, the Tathagata Garbha, and that's also known as radiant clarity. And it is endowed with four different kinds of powers or capacities. Function as causes for revealing the Buddha nature. The first one is aspiration to the Mahayana Dharma. The second is the prajna that realizes emptiness. The third is samadhi, meditative concentration. The fourth is loving kindness and compassion. The Dharma of the Mahayana is said to be profound and vast. And there are many different explanations for these two qualities of being profound and being vast. But if one combines them all into a brief statement, then one can say that it is the practice of realizing emptiness and developing compassion. So realizing emptiness would be the profound aspect, and developing compassion would be the vast or extensive aspect. So if an individual would hear teachings of this kind of dharma and immediately develop an interest of faith in these teachings, then what arises within them is this aspiration to the Mahayana Dharma.
Pena tekwa chenpo chula meba meba, nintu je rikin la chuchin, tekin ji chula meba saun yote, tekin ji yuntin jatawa yendo tu na, tekin la meba kaan ye, tekin je lan la shokte, tekin par yurba ser.
So, if one takes the example of the Sravakas and the Pratyeka Buddhists who have no aspiration towards the Mahayana Dharma, one can still say that they have the seed of the Mahayana. And why is that? Because when they hear of the qualities of the Mahayana, then they develop an aspiration towards that practice. They enter into the path of the Mahayana, and they attain that realization. And as an example, there are many previous followers of the foundational path, the Hinayana path, many scholars and excellent practitioners in that tradition who entered into the Mahayana path and became Mahayanists.
Tene yang kanza thamarpa la chuchin tikin ji chule meba sawon yote kanza thamarpe tikin ji chechu Samba de Ninji Cheju Tang, Tony took with Hirabji Cheju to Zutuna, taking a mute, taking a lamb like you pussy.
Given an ordinary individual, these are all forms, different forms of reasoning, they too have the seed of aspiration to the Mahayana. And why is that? If they would hear about the various attributes of Mahayana Dharma, such as
loving kindness and compassion, and the Prajnavid realizes emptiness, then they would aspire to the Mahayana path and enter into it.
This Jumsin this and Antene Danda yet a hinging bull at Tekbachin Bichula Murban Nirbam somewhere about it.
And therefore, for these reasons, there is present this aspiration to the Mahayana and to the foundation, which is the Buddha nature.
They end the yet the hinging bull at Chujin. Kanza ka dami topi hirap tan chu je dami topi hirap je neba yote danzen ki nam je dami topi hirap ni thuna tene dame pa la gaba ta dame pa ton la ga te thusang gomba se ne dame ngon sum do topa ye bese thanks man
And so, given the foundation, which is the Buddha nature, ordinary individuals who hear about this, who have a clinging to the self, if they hear about this kind of dharma, where it is taught that there is wisdom that realizes the lack of a self in the person and in the phenomena, and that there is this kind of potential within the mind. And if they hear this, then they will become interested in this dharma and will like it. They will practice listening, reflecting, and meditating on this, on the meaning of no self, and they will eventually directly realize no self, the truth of the reality of selflessness.
They yin do the king in Bongo to Jerry, Ting and Zin, Ting and Zin, young Tanda, Ting and Zin, dropping the Bayan Yabare. Jim Saint Carrera Sana, the name Malare Pe Loma, Cherabong Gombo, Dorji, Malare Pala Conto San and Daja Dorzovare. Yes. Jis ting in zin la so pe yun ting to the ting in zin gom te tene loma so chi chapar. Drop top pomo ni hit sang in ang ni chigre.
One of the causes for the manifestation of the Buddha nature is the practice of samadhi. And that kind of samadhi has a power to it. And one of the examples is Milarepa and his disciple Gompo Dorje, the hunter Gompo Dorje, who was about to shoot him in great anger with an arrow. And then he heard the song of Milarepa dealing with the various qualities of samadhi, and hearing this became his student and practiced and became one of his 25 heart disciples.
Ye de hi ning bu la ting en zhen je sam wo ne ba yo de gan za tham mar pa nam bar yin wa ta nam ying ge wang de jer pe sim jin ji ting en zhen ji yuan ting tu na mo xian ting en zhen gong be ting en zhen zhe pe se
Within the foundation or the basis, which is the Buddha nature, there is the seed of samadhi. When an ordinary individual whose mind is full of distractions hears about the qualities of samadhi and aspires towards it and then meditates upon it, they are able then to accomplish these samadhis. For example, the hunter Gompo Dorje, the disciple of Milarepa.
Then he yet did he Ningbo Le Chuji, Ningji Samon Yote, Ningji Samon Yote, Simjin Se Rapala, Damma Mapa Rangji Ningji Java, Yabasetan. Tene serpena tanda malarepe jikra chenji khyabata kontro chenji chala gorsongpa la tende sem khyabacha pensei gavoyo bacha kusa.
This foundation, the Buddha nature, also has the seed of compassion within it. And if one takes, for example, an ordinary or specific example of an ordinary individual, without having listened to any kind of or heard any kind of oral teachings or instructions, naturally. When they hear oral teachings and instructions, they naturally give rise to compassion. And an example again from the story of Milarepa and the hunter, the deer that he was chasing and the dog that was chasing after it, one filled with fear and the other filled with anger and so forth. When they heard a song from Milarepa. Both attained a state of peace, quietude, and liked each other.
Ah, then Tene, Mokona la jana, Sagong, Tengo mepe, Sagong de la tembe, Matamje la ninji sangu yote, Joining bon tropa jape, Jarkapso, Jiso tropocha, Chigichig la ropa zobes. Te ninji sangu yota.
And if one talks just about human beings who live on this planet that has no top and no bottom, all have loving, all have compassion. And the example is, there are countries who can have wars with each other for a long time, and then afterwards they become friends and help each other. So the fact that in the beginning there is a lot of enmity between countries, and there are wars, bombs are dropped, and so forth. And then afterwards, the compassion is generated for this country that was so destroyed, and then that country is helped. So that help would not occur if it weren't for the seed of compassion. So these are all examples or signs for the fact that there is the seed of compassion within all sentient beings, and so one has to look at these and think about them. So then, if we turn to the same subject now that's being discussed in the text, and look at verse number 43 on page 3, come in the middle of the page, and it says, it deals with being endowed with the cause. So before we had the cause and the result, so we'll first look at the cause. Since the Dharma Dhatu contains the elements of the Dharmakaya, the victor's wisdom, and compassion, it is shown to resemble the ocean by having the qualities of a vessel, jewels, and water.
Mama jumse som jen dor den ba kap so chuko te yin ni rek som je go ni rek som je de hi ni bodro ba ra tan de kap so tene chuko tang derbe yi hin jo jo de che re chuko number ta ba jo ma ba tang Jarve ye hi topa, topa sep, jo hirap danting in zin. Seva ninja chimbun jupe joke come de hinging bow. Come ne ninja te, maluba dupesel, maluba nebeseno, ta petan jani higre, jamso chimbola no, no ja chimbo. Norva mambo, cho mambo yovare, tetan jarondu, chuko. Chukka nambar takpa jyo mabha jamso chenpo no yangshin jya chewa tang. No da yet jya chenpo mena jamso chenpo chaga maare, so anta chung chung maato. Yangshin jya chewa tang. Ta mabha te no yangshin jya chewa tang. Jarva yishi tupa jyo hirap ta tingin zi nyi te jamso nangla, tenne norva mandrapa na tsokpa yopar shikidawa. Norva na tsokpa tan tsokpa re. Then the Jamso Chambo Chapala Choha Jang Mambo Gogre Chote Ninja Chambo de Chui Petembare Chote Ninja Dini Hingdong the Medo Lasso Basim Jin Ya Hingdong the Medo Lasso Basi So Mabe Mubotang So the Dembe Simjin and Perverse Bala Chul Tingor this and no Then Ninja Chambo Chotan Songba de Chun Tumbam Chun Songbam Sumbo de Chuji ying de, chuying de, he ying bo de, jian su chen bo tang ne, song bar ten do, ya. Amen de, he lo.
Earlier, when in the first verse we looked at, there were three reasons for why all sentient beings are endowed with the Buddha nature. And the first was dealt with the Dharmakaya, the second with suchness, and the third with the potential. So here, excuse me, what we have are two elements of that dealing, well, mainly with the Dharmakaya here, but also with the primordial wisdom of the victorious ones. So, if one looks then at each of these three, the Dharmakaya, the victor's wisdom, and compassion, to see what it is that causes these or gives rise to them, and the Dharmakaya, the purification of the Dharmakaya, is brought about by aspiration. The victor's primordial wisdom, the cause for that, is prajna and samadhi, the practice of samadhi, and that's what brings about primordial wisdom. And for the third one, loving kindness and compassion, here what's being spoken of is great compassion, and that is which is the compassion of the Buddha, and that is brought about through the practice of ordinary compassion. And then these three, the Dharmakaya, the wisdom, and compassion, are given metaphors. And they are shown to resemble a vessel, jewels, and the water. So how do those relate? Well, the cause for the purification of the Dharmakaya, we saw, was the aspiration. And that aspiration is said to be a vast one, like the ocean, which is vast. Literally the vessel or the container, which is the human being that has this aspiration, the mind of the human being with this aspiration, is... has to be vast. The mind has to be a vast mind, just the way the ocean is big and vast. So the vessel or the container is vast, and the image for that then is the ocean, vast aspiration and the vast ocean. And then secondly, what gives rise to wisdom is loving kindness, excuse me, is prajna and samadhi. And these are said to be like the jewels. that are believed to be found within the ocean. And then the ocean itself is a container of water. It's a vast container of water. And water is likened to compassion. Because water benefits not only trees and flowers and so forth, but it benefits those who are living beings, sentient beings and animals and so forth. And so when one gives water to plants or animals, it causes them to grow, and sentient beings benefit from water as well. So that is the way the three metaphors align up with the elements of, or causes, for the Dharmakaya, the wisdom, and the compassion. And in this way, it is said that the Dhammata, the Buddha nature, is like a vast ocean.
Tatajur kona chuen dekhi ningbo la chujin, dekhi ningbo chujin, jansu da chun tsungba yinde, tekpa chenbe chula meba no dang chun tsungba kanye, hirab dang tingen zengi, norwa na zho dang chun tsungba serdang. Ningje chenbo chua mangbo dang chun tsung,
This could be put in the form of a reasoning. Given the Dharmata, the Buddha nature, either being used as synonymous, well, they have qualities like the ocean. And there are three reasons for that. One, they are a vast vessel, so that is vast like the ocean. The vessel, which is the container, which is the aspiration to the Mahayana, is vast. And secondly, the Prajna and Tingenzin Samadhi are like jewels. And third, loving kindness and compassion is like the water contained within the ocean.
Jetang tongba ni chuji yin de yin ni tong dam dam ba de zo dan dan dam ba chen ji nam dang re ni na yang ta ni yar chur ji che ba yo
re. In general, the terms emptiness, Dharmadhatu, suchness or tatata, and ultimate truth or ultimate the truth of ultimate reality are all terms that are synonymous with ultimate reality. However, the way that they are used as verbal conventions is different. So the context in which they are used is different.
Then the Chuyen Ji Tsik De Chu Tam Je Ji Ying Am Sem Ji Ying Re Then the Jia Chenpu Tsik Re Jia Chenpu Yin Na Jia Chenpu Yin Na Pa Yang Da Ko Yang Da Lung Yang Ge Tsik Re.
For example, Dharma Dhatu, which can be translated as the expanse of all events or all elements or all phenomena, or the expanse of the mind, has a quality being very vast. And so it is spacious, relaxed, extensive.
Then he told her, same thing over Tongba is and not Tongba the Mabe Tondo Kone, Jita Chigure, Jita Chigure, same thing in the Chuji Ying is and not the name Chuing the Ying Sidu, Jachem Bukova Chevare, then Jita Chigure.
When one is explaining the Dharma, And one talks about the essential nature of the mind as being empty, since it seems like it's something non-existent, it's sometimes fearful. Sometimes people are afraid of it because of the element of non-existence. So if we call the nature of the mind the Dharmadhatu and say that it is vast, or sometimes it's called openness, then that's not such a fearsome thing. It's just vast. It's not non-existent.
Chukka longjor je kapso semda namka che mena chukka longdo churbaise de kapso chukka jarbare ma to chuyeng de je kore semda namka che mena chuyeng longdo churbaise na ya and degre.
In the Rupa song dealing with the eight kinds of mastery, there's one mastery that deals with the Dharma Kaya, but it could also be applied to the Dharma Dhatu. And it says, when one sees no difference between space and the mind, that is the mastery of the Dharmadhatu.
The namka peche koichote namka te zukchin jungo bache ame pe chani samna me pe pere namka lantha ta u me pe chani samna tene bayang tudam bayang ki pere. That can be prepared.
The example of space can be used in different ways. One, since there is no thing that has any kind of form within it, it is used as an example for non-existence. But also, from the point of view that it has no middle and no circumference, it can be used to point to this sense of vastness, openness, spaciousness, relaxed quality.
Dene jarwa goe chang pe tawang khala no go te yang ying je sem ji ying lang gong pare ne lok ten lam be pa tang. Khonde namkha meba tang.
Khode namkha?
Dam se jete mangbu nangni chek damna. Norva na choje nangni, norva yasu je damna. Jinda yog na dambare. Damkha me se jete
chepa. Oh, the damkha me, right, that's all.
Chek yaga se dam, jinda meba se ni jaya meba.
That's all.
Thakchu lo nang jurmi som. Tawang khalan dong kore yin. Khalan dong kore si jete khasang xeba yin to namka tongpa yin lan toksa yaw mara payang, goyang, payang, longyang ke tsekre. Ta goyang po ten khalan dong kore nang yin te jom zeng kare. Nelok, tangpo nelok ten lan pe kogu to. Don tangpa denpa ten lan pe kogu. Don tangpa denpa ten lan papte gonde yirmi te to gondo. Konde yemi ma to na nyangin le de pa dam khorwa to gre konde dam kam me ba konde dam kam me ba te lo na ju me se je da tha che ba te zong dan zha ba zhe zu den da wo song na jum zhen song de chang na de ne ta wang kha lan dong ko re ta wang kha lan dong ko yin song ba di se na ju ying de de ne go yang ba yang ming kha lan dong ko wa da wo yo to na
มิจฉาทัจฉิติตัตถะมะโกวิรวะละทัจฉุเสจะตัตถะจะปะเทโซเมปะเทโซโยนะทะมาจุโกรงาจุเลกะจีนะงาทัจฉุมาซงเสเตเตเตนิจิสะทัจจุโกรนะโซเตนิโลกโลกนะทัจฉุโลกนะโลนะเสจะเตเซมจุรวะเมปะทัจฉุเตทัจฉุวะเตละจุรวะเมนะทัจฉุปะเรจุรโซนะทะมาจุโกรนะโซเตนิทัจฉุโลกนะทัจฉุปะเตจุริยะเมปะนะโซโลนะเสจะเต
Nai che yere na na rang mare semre sem jorwa me ba.
Oh lona.
Ta chu te ta che ba te len jorwa me na. Lona se che te sem jorwa me ba. Ta chu te ta che ba te len jorwa me na ta che ba de. Jor so na ta ma chu ba de.
Na so. Ta che lok na.
Ta che ba te jorya me ba.
Na so.
Lona se che te
From the song of Gutsangpas, which deals, we looked at the other day, as to which is called Flourishing a Lance in Space. And flourishing a lance in space in relation to view, he's saying the following verse, thinking about actually the mind, the nature of the mind, as being the expanse, the space of the expanse in which this lance is flourished is the expanse of the mind. So the verse says, determining what the nature of the mind is, one makes no choice between samsara and nirvana. One has completely made up one's mind and will not change. That is flourishing the lance of view in space. So in this space where the lance is flourished, there is nothing to obstruct it. It is open and expansive, vast. So to realize this kind of view, then what one first needs to do is to determine or ascertain what the nature of the mind is, what genuine reality is. And in order to do that, one has to come to realize that samsara and nirvana are inseparable, which is another way of saying that one makes no choice of between the two. And if one comes to that kind of realization, then one is without doubt. And since one has no doubt, then one's view will not change. One is firm in what one realizes or sees, and that then is considered perfecting the view, that is seeing clearly what Dhammadhatu is.
Tandatense koya tetene pigoni dobare pigoni dehi nyimbola ye dehi nyimbola dehi nyimbo deba janzi jjosom je nebata demba dobare.
So this foundational or basic Buddha nature is seen then to be endowed. We're looking at the section now on endowment. So it's seen to be endowed then with the capacity, with the power of these three causes, which then purify away from the Buddha nature the various obscurations.
The Namja Nani Hirab the Ninji Nide, Neva Driba Kapsu, Simji Mongba Lion, Hirab Jonze Yobatan. Simji Mongba Yinayan, Hirab Jonze Yoba. Ben Hina Singla Nebu to Rutus in Jigda Jona, Hina Tupu Singla, Drishiba. Hakova, the Hirab the Chari. The name. Simjin Chitang Yingi Meba Layang, Mark Pola Seva, Poka Mala Seva Lasopa, Seva Chung Chung Yabat is a Yingi Sawu Yabatare, Tender Waterbury. Then it Dama Gomba Latin the Chiri Chendro.
Sentient beings also then have a loving within the Tathagata Garbha, the Buddha nature, there is also prajna and compassion. All sentient beings have at least a little bit of prajna. For example, animals who live in the forest, when they are frightened by something, know to flee into the thick part of the forest where they won't be found. And also in sentient beings, there is some kind of loving kindness between and compassion between a mother and a child for its mother. And then, given that there are these glimmers of prajna and compassion, if one meditates upon oral instructions, then they will grow and increase. So that completes an explanation of the cause in relation to the endowment. So we should chant this verse three times, verse number 43.
Since the Dharma Dhatu contains the elements of the Dharmakaya, the victor's wisdom and compassion, it is shown to resemble the ocean by having the qualities of a vessel, jewels, and water. Since the Dharma Dhatu contains the elements of the Dharmakaya, the victor's wisdom and compassion, it is shown to resemble the ocean by having the qualities of a vessel, jewels, and water. Since the Dharma Dhatu contains the elements of the Dharmakaya, the victor's wisdom and compassion, it is shown to resemble the ocean by having the qualities of a vessel, jewels, and water.
Nyeban deva deki nyingbo lan deva yuen din dan den bar khe pan ne. Temi ne lan ngon khi ta yi khi temi temi ta. Nam ye me ser man me ye nang dan trondo chun song chen khi sabo song.
The next verse talks about the being endowed with the result, and it's verse 44 that says, the flawless dwelling possesses the higher perceptions, primordial wisdom, and freedom from stains. These are totally inseparable and thereby resemble the light, heat, and color of a lamp.
Yinji sem hipa ngun hi, chenpova tan jeva hipa ngun hi, ngune jisu tenpa ngun hi, rangi jeva ngama kansam hika yogare. Tendrawo, ngun hi tangpo nga, ngun hi tangpo nga ye muntunpa soje, ngarda mumpan jombar sepa tang. Sami, sechete nyumongda mandipa, sami sechete sepa mepa, Layang Kogre, Yang Sami Sijute Dibzi Mebalakore. Yehi de Sami Ji Yehi Je Driban Jombatang. Tama Meba Pamba. Tama Meba Pamba de Lower Tadaja Pambare. De Hinya Bungo Yin in Nambar Tabarang Yin Namda Yinayan Lower the Tama Yere. Lower the Tama Tana. Then the lower tetrachi chukare. Takpany din chukare. Trema mepa pamba tang pamba tala wo serve. Ranginja wo serve. Cheparji chun song te da nye tang. Cheparji chun song jarvata. Chi chun song karre. Chi chun song marmi chichu som. Yen mepa yendo. marmi la nawa tang, prova tang, mimpi nyebo seba. Ji chun song marmi che chu, som nawa, prova, mimpi nyebo seba. Che chu som, yer meba te kiendo, te tang rawa. Malopi chu dimbo, Mwishinga, Samiji, Hi, Timi, Japamba, Dumbundada, Khan Devar, Hi, Queen, Ningbo, the number Yeva Mapa, Dembeser, Mo the Yemi, the Dembeser. Pilna, Marmila, Uja Nama Yopata, Trembo Yopata, Kato Yopa. This one day, take some Yopare. Namdo la khyatsor som yo na yang yopa de dokpa tha te pa sikindu. Dokpa tha te na yang ngu manme che gangang de yewa mai ba tang. Pe te yendo te tang ra ba re. Te da yenmi ne ba tang. Yenmi de ne ba da chun chong ba. Manme na wa da tro ba da do nam. Dokpa tha te na yang ngu ye mai ba ne ba te da chun chong ba. Te. Malopi chu dumbo, Kamjin devar damba, Kamjin devi yun dire, devar damba tayang, then in mo yemi jitsur the dambar. Mo yemi jitsur the dambar and mato, mo ta debe sorti damba mare. Take so.
The first words, the flawless dwelling, that refers to the element or the Buddha nature. Kam, element, is actually the title of the fourth Vajra point, and it's a synonym for the Buddha nature, the Tathagata Garbha. And that is by nature without any fault. So it abides or remains without any faults. It is naturally pure, naturally completely pure, primordially pure, pure from beginningless time. And within this primordially pure Buddha nature, there are various qualities present, and this verse speaks of seven different qualities. And the first five refer to the first five of the six higher perceptions. Sometimes they're called the clairvoyances or unusual abilities of people. And those five are the divine eye, the divine ear, the ability to know the minds of others, the ability to know one's transference, i.e. one's death, and when one will be reborn. And the fifth one is knowing the places of one's previous births, so knowing past lives. And these higher perceptions eliminate the darkness of which is the ignorance of what is not harmonious or what is adverse to them. Then in dealing with primordial wisdom, it's said that it is without, it eliminates the veils of the mental affliction, and these are in this primordial wisdom is said to be without inexhaustible. No, excuse me, uncontaminated, and that meaning of uncontaminated can mean that it has no veils or no obscurations, or that it is uncontaminated itself. And so this uncontaminated primordial wisdom is able then to purify away, to clear away the various veils. And those, and so that leads to the last one. So that was the sixth quality, and the seventh quality is freedom from stains. And these stains are said to be incidental stains. Well, because the nature of the mind is pure, but it is covered over by these incidental stains. And so when those are cleared away, one attains the purity that is this freedom from incidental stains. And therefore, that is the Dharmakaya that has the two types of purity, the natural purity and the purity that is the freedom from stains. So this nature of mind then is by nature luminous and possessed by these and has these various seven qualities. And these qualities then are said to be inseparable. And the metaphor that's used to explain them is that of a lamp, which has the three qualities of light, being luminous, of heat, and it, the ability to illuminate darkness. So, in the same way that these three qualities of the lamp, the heat, the light, and the color, are inseparable from it, in the same way, these seven qualities, which are the qualities of are the qualities of the Buddha, or the qualities of being beyond training, or beyond meditation. And they refer then to the five qualities of the five types of higher perceptions, the uncontaminated primordial wisdom, and the freedom from stains. And these are all inseparable from the essential nature of the Tathagatagarbha. Now, the way, if one takes the example of the butter lamp, and one says it has these three qualities, there are three different words for them. We say light and heat and color. And the way they appear to our conceptualizing mind, they also seem to be something separate. They're called separate reverses or separate aspects of the one or same essential nature. So they there is just one butter lamp, and it has these three qualities that are inseparable from it. And in the same way, there is the flawless dwelling, the Tathagatagarbha, and it is simply one thing, and there are these seven different aspects of it, or seven different ways that it can appear to conceptualizing mind. So the way this is spoken of traditionally is that there is one essential nature and various reverses from it.
Tene malare penam tha ta jana bol tro tap sa je ma cha pa ji chong re na de tham che jin na ne dur je thek pa lan la tin ne che che lu che la sang je par sa cha ka je nya ma ge lo ka ga ka khe le ba te malare par tene che che sa je do pa malare penam tha tang
In Tibet, there were inconceivable numbers of accomplished practitioners of siddhas. But the one who really showed what the Vajrayana path was, that in one life and in one body, one can attain enlightenment. And someone who is accepted by all the four schools of Tibetan Buddhism, the Kagyu, Nyingma, Sakya, and Geluk, that is Milarepa, Jetsun Milarepa. So it would be useful to look at his life story a bit.
Tanda malare pewa sarjinga ne re chong pa tha rang bo ne khirjin chhe tin to se pa te tene lai meg ngai che ro meg en thong an ra wo cha yo re dek so ma
so uti de shyo gi chhe tin de re re chung pa nang la yo ba do
ma ma re chong pa rang khirjin chhe tin to se pa
ho la so
se da nang sa go Rejong Barang here in Chitin is a word. Yeah.
Milarepa's, one of Milarepa's main disciples, Rechungpa, went to India twice.
And
Two times. He thought I said 20, yeah. So just checking.
Yeah.
So when he came back, Milarepa, with his divine eye, was resting in luminosity, and he saw Rechungpa as a crystal stupa. And tene lungsop de Rechungpa meba doso.
Tene hyejin chui tene meba cha sore lungsop de na.
And then there was a great wind, and this crystal stupa disappeared in like a hurricane of a great gust of wind. And Milarepa was a little concerned. He thought, oh, maybe he had some problems. And then he saw, well, the problem was that he was proud. And so through his miraculous powers, Milarepa went out to meet Rechungpa. Usually great lamas, walks ahead to meet them before they get to one's place. For example, one goes out ahead on the road and meets them and accompanies them back. So Milarepa went out to meet him.
Then Milarepa participated in Rechungpa, then Milarepa, Tang Chenpo Chiglin Jarvare, Parmampa Tang Sekino, Tang Chenpo Chiglin Jarva Kapso, Rechungpa Nga Jagala Tsai Nido. Tepasanga Dongbota Majigla Drupajermutasula Dangwa Chepachin Topsontene Tishena Tene Najayora Ta Tantrim Jipsin Pendonge Pasa Chetu Soryang Sagresa Malakuba Zogresa Lama Tsa Chimuni in a Sa Pansan Sorsa Sa Pansa Tunzer Salin Tenda will look so yere. Then I'll
do check
the Pasa Sasa. Stella Salin said to Tanga Santena, Soyan Santagre, somebody. Then Rechong by Santa, the Malade Pirangaloma, Saman Sabar, then Rechong by young Sam to her. Oh, not Jagala Sajindo. Careful of young Mambo say, Magic Trooper Jermota, Tepasanga, Dombo, Dama, Mambo, you. Gypsy in Jesan Sava, Master Santa, do ye, some not I am Mado Santane, Ta, Sam to what is it?
Tepesanga
dumbo lama chigre. Tel loji mambo yere ta.
So they met. Milarepa had gone there by his miraculous powers to meet Rishomba, and they met on in a great big plain, which was called Palmo Patam. And Rishomba was quite filled with pride at this point. He'd been to India twice. He had met great teachers, Tipe Sanak Dongpa, and
Tipe Sanak Dongpo.
Dongpo.
Dongpa, Mar. Dongpo.
Dongpo.
Majik Tupe Gyal Mo.
And Majik Tupe Gyal Mo. One's a masculine ending and one is a female ending, so important to make the distinction. And he came back, he met many other teachers, and he came back full of pride that he had received all these very special teachings. Then there is a tradition that when two great lamas meet, they simultaneously bow to each other. So there's no sense, it's an acknowledgement of the equality between them. So Rishomba was sort of expecting this, being all puffed up from his visit to India. He thought he was Milarepa's equal. So he bowed to Milarepa, but Milarepa didn't bow back to him. Rishomba was his student, and he didn't bow back to him. And this was quite disturbing to Rishomba.
Then Langwa Nipe Du Yagaracho Kambojere. Yagaracho Hakosuma. Kambojere, Rechong Bande Koyosomare. Rechongpe Nelaman de Ringane, Kayan Guba Mapasongo, Ringane, Yagaracho Kambo Koyosigando. Che Gaking Kondro Che. Mogaking Dapa Chase of a Pena Yindo. Yagaracho and the Sandamini Tonamini Porton, Yokosong. Rechong Baka Machirvare. Malarepa Gungubu and that Tanjin Chingwan Majorson and Malarepa Rangi Yakaracho Konda, Pepsomare. The Yakaracho Latente Nanla Pet the Zimpertinia Gumba Yavare, Zimpertin Tapate Ranga Hako Yere. Yakaracho Nanan Zut the Zimpertin Tupa Tapate Ranga Langoshi Yavare. They may not even Zetuka Yakaracho. Sometimes Kanyan Guba may some of the time, Yagaracho Kambo calls you some of the. Tan ma check gaking, control che, mug gaking, the patches is a poor pair, then I give Zogan do somebody. Tan that Sandamini, Tonamini, Porton said, Rechompaka Margaret. Then Malarepa, move on that Sanjin, Chamber Major, never check Maris on them, Malarepa Ranga Nampever. Takes one? Oh, yeah.
So when they were walking back, along the side of the path was a dried up yak horn. And Milarepa, knowing that later he was going to demonstrate some miracles, asked Rishomba to pick it up and carry it. And Rishomba, still full of his pride, said to himself, and this is sort of a Tibetan proverb, as dogs get older, their anger increases, and as people get older, their desires increase. So he thought Milarepa was just getting a bit senile and wanting to pick up all these odd things along the way. So he didn't carry it, he didn't pick it up. And so Milarepa thinking, well, it's just such a small thing, but anyway, I'll carry it myself. And he picked it up, knowing that later it would be useful to him to demonstrate some miracles to Rishomba and work a little with his pride. So this example, this sort of Tibetan proverb where it says, as dogs get older, their anger grows. And in Tibet, the dogs were guard dogs. They weren't just pets as we have them. They were guard dogs, and they were expected to firmly bite anyone that came within their territory that they didn't know. So this is quite different from the dogs that we have, where they're very, you know, they're friendly and so forth. The Tibetan dogs are known for their anger. So on this plain where they met, there was nothing to hide underneath. It was just a big flat plain. There were no little tunnels or little hiding places at all. And while they were walking across it, a huge storm came up. And there was heavy winds and hail and so forth. And there was no place to go, no place to protect oneself. So Bichumba just pulled his zen up over himself and huddled to hide from it and waited the storm out. And when it was over, he looked around for Milarepa and he couldn't see him. There was just this yak horn that he had carried along on the plane there. And he went over towards it and he heard a song coming from inside the yak horn. And he went over, he tried to pick it up. It was too heavy. He couldn't pick it up. So he looked inside of it and there was Milarepa sitting inside the yak horn. And he had sat out the storm singing songs inside the yak horn. So this was this is related to these five kinds of higher perceptions in the text that we've been talking about. It's the first kind of higher perception where one is able to demonstrate various kinds of physical miracles.
Kuna se jite kiesa zubare.
Kuna jumba, jumba.
Jumba, kuna se chete kye se se.
Kuna re dikur wala.
Ko. Kuna jumba da. Kye sa jumba.
Laona.
Jagar yor to pepa da. Jagar to tha ni pepa re.
Naso?
Nga re chompa jagar la pepa nga jaya yoro wa. Jagar yor to pepa da. Kedro mangbo tenpe na. Kedro tepe sanga dombo majik tope jarmati tene. Lama Chepachin, Tembang Sabangaja, Yerova, Ted and Timba Sombre. Cooker chaser talks, Yansar Jose, Cheran, Rejong Cheran, Carchembore,
Cooker,
Cooker Sikesare, Cooker Cheva, Carchembo Yimbesena, Yagarachina, Jachesali, Yurona.
Yaki Rashan, the Peronan,
Rede Penne, Na Bull de Cheran, Carchembore, Jat Yagarachina, Jachesali, Yurona.
And so while Milarepa sat in the yak horn, he sang many songs to Rechungpa, who was outside, and we don't have enough time to look at them all, but one verse said, I'm this old decrepit man. I haven't been to India. And I'm not very important. I'm just sitting here in the back of this yak horn. you, most honorable Rechungpa, wonderful youth, you have gone to India and you have listened to teachings from many scholars and siddhas. I invite you kindly to join me here in this yak horn.
Tene tsege lo yin gorji yugo te la yara kambo ndenye la ngunzen da zong manji pe pep re chong yara nang la song. Yara kambo ndenye la kienja chege mare song pala. Mwema korang ke pen togo mare sam song ha.
Oh, yara kambo.
Yara kambo ndenye la. Munzen dazong manji pe. Pore chong yar nang lu song song pre. Yar kamban del tan le kenja che ga mare danzen che ga mare. Pore chong yak ra cho na na phero na je pre. Te jen sen ta tan bo yak ra cho che cho song de re chong pe de ne ma khro pre ba. Te jen til le re. Yar kamban del tan la ngo por zen ba tan danzen che ga mare. This is not Yagarajo Nana Perona, somebody.
And in the same song, he said to him, this dried up old yak horn here is nothing that I take too seriously or nothing that I am attached to. So why don't you come on and join me inside here? And he was also then showing that he was, you know, reading Rechungpa's mind, looking into his mind earlier, when he thought that, well, that dried up old yak horn was worth nothing and he refused to carry it.
Rechungpa, Lokta, the Tetsu, Kanga, Dogore.
Changi Ko.
Chang Hakozo.
Too many.
My mother, Chang Sijiti, Pula, and the upper color Zipparas Doga.
Oh, Chang Lana, Chang Mambo Jodi.
Oh, Chang Bulton, Chang Senator Dacher. Chang Maja Paja told the Chang Gorji Corsair, the tenant John from Madava Mambo Tinde, the tenant Tama Lokta, Tetsu, Kanga, Dotene.
So through demonstrating these miracles, Rechungpa's pride was somewhat diminished. However, he had a bad case. And he still had some doubts and some wrong views. And these were finally eliminated later when Rechungpa, when Milarepa emanated many, they're called changs, and they're sort of like wild mules or wild asses, they're called, they're kind of brown color. And there's a song dealing with these animals and the event when Milarepa demonstrated these, and that was the final thing that was able to turn around Richumba's pride, and he became a disciple that had great faith. So these are examples of this first kind of higher perception or ability to be able to demonstrate miracles, and one should also know that one is able to do this. And also, not only does one have to be able to demonstrate these miracles, but also to know the right time to demonstrate them. So the song dealing with the kyang, with these wild asses, was one that came much later when they were in a mountain retreat. So Richumba in the beginning had a very powerful wrong views and deep doubts, and through the demonstrating these miracles to him, they were able to be eliminated, and he developed great faith. And that faith was so great that wrong views and doubts no longer arose within him. And in that way, sometimes our wrong views and doubts are the cause for the arising of great faith. And often sometimes when one accumulates the powerful negative actions or sin, then that can turn into diligence. And Milarepa himself is an example of this. He performed black magic and killed people and did a lot of damage with it. And that was the cause for his great diligence in practicing the Dharma. His diligence was incomparable. And like that also, sometimes one has enemies and you fight, and then when you become friends, you become very close and fast friends.
Yeah.
So this afternoon, we will look at the sixth of the presentations having to do with engagement.